Surgeon Captain Devinder Singh is an alumni of Shyamsagar Medical College, Rewa, MP. On completing his graduation, he joined Indian Navy in 1997. He has served in various afloat and offshore appointments, pursuing specialization from Armed Forces Medical College. He was awarded Dr. G.D. Memorial Prize, Madhusudan Parshuram Kaur Prize, Dr. G.M. Padke Prize, and Dr. S.R. Jogalekar Prize for standing first in order of merit in Pune University in MS Surgery in 2006. Trained in advanced laparoscopic surgery, he is presently posted as Commanding Officer, INHS Navjeev. He has co-authored his paper with Lieutenant Commander Ajay Kumar Gupta, who is presently posted as Instructor in Faculty of ECE at Indian Naval Academy. Now, I may request Captain Virendra Singh to continue with his paper presentation. So I will now be making you a presenter.
Welcome.
I made the issue that there is someone echo coming in your voice, sir. Maybe some other machine is also logged in that particular location.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible now?
Sir, you are audible, sir. Please continue with your presentation.
Thank you. May I have permission to begin, sir? Respected flag officers, commanding officers, esteemed guests, officers, ladies and gentlemen. Today I will be sharing my thoughts of understanding about the recent advances in artificial intelligence in healthcare and its application in Indian Navy. Imagine yourself getting the elixir of immortality. Humans, since time immemorial, have wanted to live long and healthy. We have evidence of concoctions and methods of all types etched on sand of history. The modern medicine in the last 400 years has evolved as science of observation and controlled experiments. The experimental data needs to be scientifically collected and scrutinized. For this task, data is increasingly fed into black boxes driven by artificial intelligence and machine learning to churn out magic. And magic is happening. Artificial intelligence is making possible which was not humanly possible in past. Indian Navy has, keeping in pace with times, geared itself in terms of infrastructure, expertise, and attitude to be future ready. In the medical field, the boon of knowledge is down becoming bane. The knowledge requires doctors to be abreast with the latest research and development in the field. According to an estimate by International Association of Scientific, Technical and Medical Publishers, in the year 2018, there are over 3 million articles published every year, increasing at a rate of about 3% every year. This pace of knowledge is humanly not possible even for the most dedicated physician to emulate. The information in typical medical test is already outdated by the time it is published and probably obsolete by the time the specialist finishes his 3-year course. Artificial intelligence and machine learning is the way ahead, where we can not only grab possibly all the specialist knowledge of the subject, understand it, assimilate it, infer from it, check with the previous outcomes, and suggest or take decisions in a blink. Just consider GPT-3, Generative pre-trained transformer 3 is an autoregressive language model that uses deep learning to produce human-like tests. GPT-3, in full version, has a capacity of 175 billion machine learning parameters, repeat parameters. That's practically text data of entire internet. It is not exclusive use in healthcare though presently, but some clone will be sooner than later. Starting with humble start of technology in its one of application in 1895 with the discovery of simple X-ray, that has grown now from analog to digital. With combination of much safer collimated beams, sensors, and image manipulation, rendering to doorstep of what would then be termed as science fiction. We can now see the images of soft tissue and bones separately. Artificial intelligence in the analysis of large series of images assists the radiologists for diagnosing spectrum of cases with far more accuracy and fewer mistakes. Similar to technology used in placement of cardiac stents, artificial intelligence is now guiding. Computerized tomography, as we all know, has been force multiplier since long time. Artificial intelligence infused into interpretation and manipulation of images is ubiquitous into all CT consoles. Advanced artificial intelligence softwares are now detecting lung cancer and other diseases with far greater accuracy than ever before. In breast cancers, there are several small concretions which have Hausfeld unit density of typically in range of 350 to 400 in a background of soft tissue of about 100 units. This is on a scale from 0 to 1000. These can very easily be detected on image data. Artificial intelligence and machine learning further processes this data in terms of accuracy. Because of the advances in deep learning, computer-assisted diagnosis will play an important role for mammography in all its steps, from image generation to denoising, risk prediction, cancer detection, and ultimately for therapy selection and outcome prediction. MRI machines, which we routinely see, are of 1.5 Tesla. Almost all recent upgrades have 3 Tesla machines. These machines have capability which practically cannot function without artificial intelligence. Our hospitals, Ashwini, Kalyani, Sanjeevani, R&R, all have such machines. Take the example of image on the screen. Depicted here is tactography, the study of individual nerve tracts. Combine it with radioactive glucose isotopes, activities of particular areas of brain gets glowing, thus giving deep insight into the structure and function of the brain for treatment of all patients. We have come a full circle now in intelligence. Artificial intelligence is being used to understand real human intelligence. Pathos is deformed and logy is study. In microscope, specialists study the cut section of tissues. Again here, the number of sections which can be seen by machine far exceeds the human capabilities. Earlier, the red and blue dot which you see on the left slide, hematoxylin and eosin, which was used for standard stain for visual differentiation of cell. Now not only specialized stains are used, fluorescent dyes, various light sources along with different frequency lasers, data interpretation by artificial intelligence is enabling diagnosis at very fast pace. As the trained data sets of all imaging is increasing, so is for histology. More and more accurate diagnosis can be made for diseases like cervical cancer in primary care center than specialized hospitals. Part of pathology is study of blood, which you all know has got two types of cells, red and white, which has about 6 to 8 subtypes. AI recognizes them very well. All abnormal cells can now be trained by AI to detect the associated conditions. Data sets for these images are giving new insights into the diseases, their progress, and their prognosis. The molecules present in the blood can now be detected in great dilutions. This information, along with the possible combinations which can be applied with help of artificial intelligence, is opening new doors of looking into diseases. AI is increasingly being used to bioengineer molecules for organ-specific or individual-specific delivery of drugs. Eye diseases, again, are highly dependent on visual examination of images and their patterns. That's done by artificial intelligence algorithms. India has estimated 77 million people with diabetes, which makes it second most affected country in the world. The examination of fundoscopic images for diabetes or other diseases requires manual disease screening and diagnosis. Recently, Varun Gulshan at Shankar Netralaya in Chennai, along with Google, working closely with doctors in the US, generated a data set of 128,000 images, which were evaluated by a team of ophthalmologists in algorithm-based deep learning software. The high sensitivity and specificity for detecting diabetic retinopathy was achieved by the team. These retinal images or eye images can be captured by mobile phones with help of basic set of lenses. Dermatology has been relatively recent entrant in the field of artificial intelligence for diagnosis and classification of skin diseases. International Skin Imaging Collaboration offers an extensive public data sets for dermatological diseases. These image sets, along with multicentric studies, have started to yield very promising outcomes. The use of mobile phones for the capture of data is good enough for the requirement of quality of routine images. For specialized cases, dermatoscopes can be used. Use of lasers and different frequency light is further increasing the diagnostic capabilities of artificial intelligence trained outputs. The intensive care units of the hospital are gem mines of knowledge and data. Since the patients are critically ill, not only several parameters are being routinely monitored, they are increasingly complicated by several conflicting requirements, such as if kidneys are compromised, we have to administer renal safe drugs, and so forth. The levels of interventions required for each patient each day is exhausting for humans, mentally and physically at best. These were realized long back, but the results of intervention have now started suggesting the optimum protocols to be followed for each patient. Global Health Brain is one such software utilized in this field. The AI for such big data on wafer-thin margin of error or safety is niche the humans will be proud of. Lots of data about human routine, average daily activities, sleep pattern, etc. is being generated. This is giving insight of patterns into human life which were never before available. Studies on effect of human health are being actively researched. This is the latest revolution in healthcare sector. Therefore, lots of investment and research is in progress for wearable biosensors. These smart IoT devices provide critical data in real time, which enables health professionals to take decisions accurately and immediately. Continuous domiciliary care is now possible due to decisions taken by AI-powered biosensors, which monitor health at home. It alerts the physicians in real time. WHO had launched a site, Google.data. This utilizes AI and ML for tracking the infectious diseases. It is proving to be very handy for all governments to keep track of infectious diseases like present COVID pandemic. The first version of Naval Hospital Information Management System had been in Navy for a long time. We have already started reaping the benefits of data in terms of supply chain management, optimizing the patient waiting time, and getting the disease patterns. This power is still in its infancy, and a lot of real-time output can also be derived from this gold mine of data. Picture archival and communication system is recently operationalized in all hospitals, enabling the specialist to view CT and MR images on the go. The laboratory data accumulated over several years on NHIMS gives deep insight into patterns of diseases. So where are we heading in terms of Navy, healthcare, AI? As our CNC mentioned in his opening address, AI has potential to analyze and automate. The data in supply chain, it can also enhance the diagnostics and therapeutics for utilization for our patient care. The data of physical activity, high altitude, deep sea will never be available open source, and we have to climb the curve on our own. Building such health bots can also be utilized on operational platforms. To conclude, there are three things which are most important in any AI. Data, data, and more data. If it can be thought of, it can be coded. It is the instinct feeling which needs to be led to experienced doctors to lend a healing hand along with empathy and care. Navy is in front foot with sights set for technological horizon. Our early adoption of technological developments will be our key to success. Glorious future is for us to pass on. I would like to deeply acknowledge Commodore J.S. Dhanoha for the opportunity, guidance, and support provided for this presentation. And my dear friend, Lieutenant Commander Ajay Gupta, for all the hard work which has gone in preparation of this paper. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now I may request the audience if they have any questions. They may also raise a hand and I will be able to enable the audio for them to directly ask the question. Also, I have enabled audio for a few of the audience and they may unmute their mic and ask a question if required.
Very many thanks, Sergeant Captain Virendra Singh, for a very, very educative presentation. It was very heartening to receive your paper and to see that the medical fraternity has embraced AI in all its true meaning.
Thank you.
Are you aware of any research that is happening in the armed forces of developing our own AI algorithms, our own some progress being made by armed forces in the field of medical AI?
Sir, I am in touch with few friends who are self-interested in the field of computer and are deep in coding. But best of my knowledge, there is no institutional way or program which is being undertaken for AI.
Because other day I was reading a newspaper article where in Surat they are doing some AI based research, that is the medical college there and one of the engineering colleges, of using the sound of the cough to detect COVID. Do you think the time has come that the technical fraternity and the medical fraternity should work together in this field of AI and see that we can develop some projects in-house?
May I come in?
Very, very good points are noted. CMO ma'am, please ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, what CEO Valsura just alluded to, that project is going in a lot of centers in the country, including NPO in Kochi. They are also in touch with the government of Israel, and they are collaborating with them. I mean, there is a lot of work going on this. There's a lot of work going on in AI, interpretation of chest x-rays during this COVID pandemic. But as the pandemic is going on, they realize that it's not such a helpful parameter for them at the moment. But otherwise, yes, there are so many fields in which you can use, and Captain Wilson has given an excellent presentation telling you just some of the examples. There are so many more where we can, you know, do this. And the focus should be basically intentionally and rationally defining areas where automation can free up time and energy. The ultimate objective to strike a balance between the successful use of AI and human capabilities. I mean, we cannot remove the, you know, the usefulness and the judgment of a qualified healthcare expert in all of this, but definitely it would help in improving efficiency, as 50% of activities carried out by workers can be automated. So basically, that should be the bottom line in the use of AI in medicine. Thank you. This will be a very, very good talk, Parinda. Well done.
Thank you, ma'am. Well summarized, ma'am.
I am thankful to Surgeon Rear Admiral R.P. Singh for expressing her views and joining us for this today's session. We have one more question from Captain Vishnu Mahindra. Sir, recently we had deployed PACS in NHIMS. Is Indian Navy looking at COVID-19 detection through AI?
I'll let the CMO ma'am to take on this question. I have no info on that.
Well, we just spoke about that very point right now, that we could use it, but we do not have that many cases right now for us to kind of get into this kind of a thing. Like we said, it should save time and energy. We have enough specialists to interpret this data. We are not investigating so many people with chest x-rays. So this really, for COVID, we really don't think we are getting into this right now, but only the disease is so young that this research is being carried out by other people, we may take on, but at the moment we are not. We are just using symptomatology and primary prevention.
Thank you, sir, for presenting the paper on AI in the field of healthcare. The speaker has brought out various important applications of AI in his presentation as well as research paper. Magnetic resonance imaging of brain has seen remarkable improvement due to capabilities of AI. The modern day healthcare will change completely with inclusion of AI and IoT technology. I thank you, sir, for this paper presentation.